section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League podcast, season 13, episode number 10 and number 98 in the series. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by two special people this week. We have the 2006 and 11 KSL champion, Mr. Amazing, and the 2002 KSL champion, Mr. Brian Chatit. Let's talk
How many championships have you won?
Let's get the results of week. Let's get the results of week number 9 for KSL. Kevin over Aaron. Oh, that was so predictable. Andy over Joe. Ty. Nanage over Oberg.
You should have said Kevin on top of Aaron.
Winner gets to fuck the other's mother, right? Gets to do Kevin's mom. All right, so we have Nanage over Oberg, Doug over Hoofter, Pate over Brian. What was the game of the week, Aaron?
Oh, you know what? I would say it was actually a Doug and Hoofter's game, even though really it was kind of toilet bowl game. It also was a little bit of the game of the week because it came down to the wire and Indianapolis letting the Giants score in one of the final plays of the game gave clinch Doug the victory. So I would say that one was a really close and pretty exciting race.
All right, Brian, what was the game of the week?
I'm going to have to agree mostly. It was down to the wire. And Doug, you know, pulling out for win number two in a row. He's going to make the playoffs maybe. Jesus. And then I made it a game with Dave. I got within 14.
Yep, and I'm going to say actually that it was Boardman versus Palmer with Boardman getting the win. So what was the total bowl game of the week, Brian?
Oberg's game. Or Joe. Both. That's it. Both.
All right, Aaron?
I'm going to stick with last week, which was you versus Joe. That was just you knew pretty much right away that you were going to destroy him. I think with Nanage and Oberg, you knew Nanage was going to win. But for a while there, Oberg started doing okay, whereas I felt that you from the, you know, like at 10-10, basically, I knew you were going to win.
All right. Well, I'm going to actually
when Joe hit 10 guys at 10 points.
I am going to disagree with you guys. I'm going to go Doug versus Hoofter. So who got passwords talk? Yeah. I believe that was the total bowl game of the week, even though it might have been game of the week as well. But who got passworded is tacoed, Aaron?
Me.
Heh. No.
No.
No. No. No. No. No.
I got upset.
No. I'm gonna say Brian got upset. And your thoughts, Brian?
Well, of course, I'm gonna have to agree with that. But I'm gonna go lean towards Boardman upsetting Palmer.
All right. Yeah. So it was interesting. It was an interesting week of fantasy football, I will say. So let's talk. So number 9 is in the books. Let's talk about week number 10. We have the A Cup going against each other. It's Andy versus Aaron. Then we have Tybo versus Hoofter, Snyder versus Palmer. I messed that one up. Snyder versus Palmer, Dave versus Dave, the battle of the Daves, Doug versus Kevin, and Brian versus Oberg. What is the game of the week, Brian?
I'm going to say it's the Daves, the two Daves, the third and fifth place, because that's what I'm going to go with.
All right, Aaron, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. All the other matchups, unfortunately, are kind of not super close. You know, we have 1 versus 10, 2 versus 12. Those aren't going to be really close games, whereas the Daves, it's actually kind of funny because we have Pate, who basically is in control of his division, and Nanage.
It's a big game for Nanage.
Exactly. Nanage is knocking on Kevin's door right now, and he is about ready to win the division, win his division. So that's going to be a really huge game for him.
All right. I'm going to disagree with both of you guys. I'm going to say the game of the week, the total game of the week, and most likely to get passwords tacoed is going to be the A Cup, Andrew versus Aaron. So I'm just going to say
that's
everything there.
Not the toilet bowl game of the week, Andy.
Me and Oberg are the toilet bowl game.
Yeah. That's going to be a pretty low scoring affair. Oberg will probably get the win, so he's going to password his taco. Brian, of course. But it's going to be a pretty low scoring affair. Brian's going to put up like 140 and Oberg's going to put up 141. All right.
All right. Brian, what are your thoughts?
I hope I just can get by with an underperforming against an underperforming team, you know, all the time, because he never gets up to his projected ever. So hopefully I can sneak by with a win and maintain first place.
All right. So who's going to get Pastor's Taco, Brian?
Me.
All right. There we go. So let's move on to KSL news. So Doug is 2-0 in the last two matchups. Will this continue, Aaron?
Yeah. So, right now, when you think about it, Doug would be number one in the league if we only had the past 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, two straight wins. That's pretty impressive, right? I was actually hoping that Doug would be on because that way we'd be able to talk to him about it and ask him what he thinks. Andy, I'm going to ask you because you're in his division and right now he's nipping at your heels. He's 2-7. You're 3-6. He has way more points than you. So obviously he'll have that tiebreaker. There's a chance that Doug's going to win this week and there's a really good chance you're going to lose. So do you think that Doug is going to jump out of 12th place?
What?
And make a run for it. What do you think?
You think that I'm going to lose this week? Wow. You're probably right. Now in this case, I actually think that Doug will lose and I believe that you will lose as well. So realistically, this is, you know, him going 2-0 is great. But when I end up becoming a 4-6, I'm going to be right back in the playoff hunt.
So let me ask you this much, Andy. You're 3-6 right now. There's currently four games left, as I had stated in my long article there. Do you really think that you're going to win?
Yeah, I'm going to go 3-1 the last four games.
Okay, so you're going to lose this week and you're going to win the last three.
No, I'm going to win the next three and lose the final game.
Oh, okay. So you're going to but we play this week, not next week. Or the week after. Or the week after that. We play this week.
I get your fucking point. The point is that I'm going to go 3 and then I'm going to lose to Doug. And then Doug's going to need that win, but it's not going to matter, unfortunately.
Okay. So so you think where do you place him at the end of the year?
Ninth.
Ninth?
Yep.
Okay. Who's going to be last?
I wish it was you, but it's a tough call. I never really thought about it. I think Hoofter might actually be last, unfortunately.
I think he has a chance. He has a super tough schedule right now. His last four games, I don't see him really winning any of them. Not that there's always a chance any given Sunday, but he has a super, super tough schedule. And so that's going to be make it pretty, pretty tough for him. What do you think, Brian?
You know what? I don't know. I just hope I win this week and go to 8-2.
And then you're pretty much guaranteed to be in the playoffs.
Yeah. And I've been in first place now for 2 weeks in a row. It's been a long time.
Well, Brian, just to let you know, a win this week clinches you a playoff spot.
I'm hoping to see this start regardless if I won or lost this week, but I guess not.
Actually, yeah. Well, he doesn't need to win this week.
Let's see.
Realistically, Joe and Palmer both lose, he's in.
No, not if Joe and Palmer, because they play each other. No, to clinch just a playoff spot, not his division. To clinch a playoff spot, he has to have Hoofter, Oberg, and you lose. And he wins.
Are you sure about that?
No. Actually, no, I'm sorry. I take that back. Either all three of you guys lose or he wins, and then he clinches a playoff spot.
Okay.
Yeah. It's called mathematics. Look it up, dummy.
Oh, gosh. C-Lab 2021 references. All right. So Brian is now 2-1 against Pete. What's that? Brian, you were saying?
I was just going to say it's going to be a tight race for eighth place, but go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, so what I was going to say here, Andy, is that Brian is 1-2 against PB&J. Brian has only won one game against PB&J. He's lost two. He's lost to Boardman, and he's lost to Pete. But he beat this other really crappy team. So I got to ask you, those two teams, have they found the formula to beat Brian?
Oh, bye week.
It's bye week hell for Brian.
And then against Pate here, I had the roster to do it. I just played it wrong.
It happens.
Who should have put it? Edelman and Carson Palmer instead of whoever, Andy Dalton. Those two alone, putting those two in there, I would have won.
And at that time, probably clinched not the division, but he would have.
No, he wouldn't have clinched the division because he's 3-0 in his division. And as you probably saw in my manifesto, Palmer is 1-2. And they actually play each other, I think it was week 11. So that's actually going to be the game to decide who wins their division. Because a win by Brian means that he's going to be 4-0 and Palmer will be 1-3 then. So that means that if Brian wins that, then he wins the division.
All right.
Pretty much no matter what.
And it's been a good long time since I won a division.
Or been in the playoffs, right?
I think, I hate to say it, I think it was 2006 when Brian won his division last.
Nice.
Wasn't that my first overall pick was the Chicago Bears defense?
I think
was
so,
was that year?
Yeah.
Yes. That is correct. Wow. That's when we had our CRT monitors, a couple laptops around my...
Actually, no, I'm sorry. I take that back. It was 2007.
That's the year I picked the Bears defense.
Yeah.
First overall.
2007, because I won my division and Brian won his.
But back then, though, we had the defense that scored a zillion points, and they were the leading scorers in the fantasy in our league.
Yeah, I'm glad that we kind of brought that back down just a little bit. Just a little bit. Actually, some fun stats here real quick to go over. 7-2 teams have always made it 100% of the time. So, Brian, I'm going to go ahead and say it. You made the playoffs. 6-3 teams, though, 93.8%. Because Brian, you missed out last year. Thanks for doing that for us. 5-4, 93.3%. We had one person, Travis, in 08. But then it's the 4-5, 3-6, and 2-7. That's where it gets really dicey. And, you know, like you said, Brian, we're going to have a race really for the 7th and 8th seed. Those are going to be the two toughest, I think, to get. And right now, so Brian, let me ask you this much. Right now we have Boardman at 7, Joe's at 8, and then we have Hoof, Oberg, Doug, and Andy all vying for two spots. So out of those six teams, which two do you think are going to make it?
I think Boardman's going to make it because he somehow seems to always figure a way to do that. Either it be the last game, somehow. He always seems to make it in at 8 or 7. Mm-hmm. And then maybe, I'm going to have to go ahead and say Joe's not going to, or Oberg's not going to. And just because he's 2-7, Doug's not going to.
So you think Andy is going to be the default?
Could be.
Really?
Could be. Or.
Yeah.
Or Eric in the 9th spot right now.
Yeah, I could see that. What about you, Andy? What do you think? Who's going to be the final two teams?
Myself. And and as much as I don't want to admit to it, but I think Johnny will as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that basically Ty, Doug, Joe, and Hoofter will not make it.
Yeah, Doug has an uphill battle. I mean, he really has to win out. He actually has a chance, too. I think that the 8th seed, we're going to have a 5-8 team make it in.
That'll be me.
But I think that what we see here, though, I agree. I think that Joe has gotten very lucky. He does have the lowest points for, but he's sitting at 4-5. So Joe has a chance. He really only has to win one more game, but I think that he will miss out. Hoof has a very tough schedule, so I don't think that we'll see him. Doug's in an uphill battle. So really, it then defaults to Oberg and Andy for the eighth seed, because I think that ties a shoo-in for the seventh. And I think that Oberg is going to make it. I think Oberg is going to just inch you out just a little bit, Andy, and Oberg's going to make it in.
Well, he only has an inch on me, so we'll see.
That is factually correct.
Yep. Yep. So he's only a solid five and, you know, a 16th inch.
I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to say.
How the fuck is Nanagay actually picking properly?
Oh, so you want to move on to pick-ems. That was a great transition, by the way.
And perfect, you completely work. Fucked it up. I had it set up perfectly. I threw it up there and you whiffed. I put the ball on the tee so you could hit the tee. And guess what happened? You struck out. We put the ball on the tee.
Why are we talking about basketball right now, Andy? I'm confused.
And then you completely missed it. Three times. The ball is on the tee and you fucked up.
Oh my God.
Exactly. I know, right?
So anyway, so Hoofter's picking good.
Oh, no, I'm
six not.
Six behind.
And Brian.
Yeah, so Nanagay is six up on second place.
Which is a three-way tie.
Yes.
Yet nobody named Ty is a part of that three-way. That's weird.
That is correct. Aaron, where are you at? Six? Seven?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how's your picks doing?
You know what? You could say I'm technically third if you count you three as one. No,
we're not talking about technical bullshit.
It would technically be fifth.
I'm trying to give myself some points, all right? So, Nanagay has
been... Yeah, even the chefs is right up. The chefs are going to end up... he's going to, you know, pawn his mom off onto you.
So, all right, Brian, let me ask you this much. With the games, I don't know if you have them up in front of you yet or not, but I want to ask you, what do you think is the lock of the week for this week in the NFL?
Packers over Bears, Brian.
I'm looking at the games. I'm not in Survivor, but so I don't know what
you're not in Survivor.
Left. Yeah, no one's in Survivor. No, I was just saying for pick-ems. I would say Denver, Oakland. I think is the consensus lock of the week.
Who's playing Jacksonville?
I haven't even freaking picked yet.
Jacksonville is playing Dallas. So, Andy, I would imagine that's probably the same for your lock. Brian, what do you think is going to be an upset? Like, who do you think could upset somebody else?
I got, you know, Cleveland here going, you know, beating Cincinnati. Buffalo beating Kansas City.
I think Buffalo, Kansas City, that one could definitely be the upset. What about you, Andy? Do you have a...
How the fuck is Jacksonville a favorite?
They're at home.
Yeah.
And against... A Romo-less Cowboys, possibly.
Oh, wait, you know what? They're going to London, aren't they? Yep, that's why.
Are they?
Yeah, I think they're going to London for some reason. We're very organized.
They are going to London.
Yeah. I remember hearing something about that, how he's going to make the trip now, and he wasn't going to before. Oh, well. But
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You know, if I had to pick a team that would upset someone right like this week... it's not the Bears versus Packers as much as I want to say that. I believe the Giants will actually ponce Seattle. That's what I think will happen.
After their performance against Indy?
Yep. Somehow okay. Eli will pull it out like his parents should have.
That is correct. So, yeah, I think really that's about it for this week's show. You know, I'm a little sad that Doug's not here, so that way we can't have the trade banter like we had past 2 weeks.
Do you guys really think the trade I did with Dave is collusion? I'm being serious. I'm not happy about that word collusion. Fuck you, Aaron. here's what pisses me off about that.
You got trade raped.
I did not. Here's the thing. Okay, let's load up the evaluate the trade, all right?
Unless you know something about Marshawn Lynch that nobody else does.
Unless Lynch gets injured in the next couple weeks.
Let's hype that. If that does happen, that would actually make me laugh and I'd feel bad for Dave. But realistically, I thought you guys could do this. You go to evaluate trade and then it tells you what the point differential.
Why wouldn't he be able to evaluate your trade?
I thought you could because I've been able to see everyone else's trades and I can click evaluate. But it says like evaluate, like, okay, it's changed. Well, actually, no, it was like 10. Now it's 14.8 is what it's changed to. So we're both positive, though. It's not where the other person.
Can I?
Everyone else who sent me.
I can evaluate it.
Yeah, evaluate it.
Okay. Let's take a quick look.
Yep.
So it is season differential. It's going to give him 16 more points. It'll give you one more point. And taking a look at the rest of the season. Yeah, that's going to be bad for you, Andy.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, I believe that this is a great trade. I believe that McFadden.
Andre Williams is not going to be starting very, very soon.
We'll see.
He's playing this week in Seattle. Do you think that he's going to be running very well?
They're going to have to.
Run DMC, he's going to get injured. And Ruben Randall is actually pretty good. And he was definitely the shining beacon for that trade. Whereas in the reverse, Heath Miller's, he's definitely on the decline. Not that he's bad though. But we have Marshawn Lynch, who obviously is going to be the shining jewel. And I mean, 120 points is what is projected, and that's probably going to get eclipsed. I would imagine it'd be closer to 150, to be honest. And so I think that Dave is really, he got out the trade ahead by far.
We'll see. I
would have given you a better trade offer than him. I'll tell you that much.
Really? Because it would have probably been you positive 50 points and myself negative 120.
No, I would have given you two starting running backs.
Starting for now.
Yeah, well, that's what he did.
No, Andre Williams will continue to start, and McFadden will start for the rest of the year.
Who is Williams backing up?
Hillis.
No, Rashad Jennings.
Well, Jennings isn't coming back for a while.
Jennings is going to be back after the bye next week.
We'll see. There is no bye for them.
Yeah, there is.
Had their bye already, week 8.
Okay, well, then he's back next week, so.
We'll see.
Yeah. I would have given you Bishop Sankey. I mean, I would have thrown him in there.
He's not doing shit. Next.
He's better than Sean Green, who you took from Doug. Good trade.
I'd have given you Joy Bell. It's about the same.
Anyways, and I got a draft pick out of it, which, you know, it's not a high draft pick, but it was still, I thought it was, when it's all said and done, I thought it was a fair trade. It's better than all the other trade offers that people have been sending me, where it's something ridiculous where they offer me four draft picks that doesn't make sense at all. And then they benefit and I actually lose a ton of points. At least this way fill my roster properly.
Yeah, I would have given you Calvin Johnson probably for
Calvin Johnson for sucks. And yeah, he's coming back, but he was hurt. That's why he should have been on the Madden 13
Hold on. Real quick. Brian, let me ask you this much. If you had Marshawn Lynch and I had Calvin Johnson, I said straight up, I'll trade you. Would you do it?
Fuck no.
Really?
There you go, bitch.
That's surprising. That's very surprising.
Calvin Johnson has been irrelevant this year.
So, and I agree.
Spam
I
totally busters, agree. Bitch.
If you said, you know, Calvin Johnson last week, I've been like, yeah. Calvin Johnson's coming back. He's had 4 weeks to rest his injury. He's going to be putting up 20-point games now.
Oh,
looking at my roster, I would probably do it.
I would do it in a heartbeat. Like, obviously, depending on my other running backs, but you know, you tell me you're going to give me a top tier wide receiver. I mean, when you talk the best wide receiver in the NFL right now, bar none, it's Calvin Johnson.
Yeah, last year.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I mean, obviously, he hasn't done much because he hasn't played, but. This week, Andy, I mean, you'll see. You'll feel the wrath of Megatron.
Oh, when he catches one pass, fumbles, and then he's out for the rest of the game? Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that any day.
Well, hey, at 10 a.m. My time, you know, noon yours, you know, after an hour of the game, when you see that he's caught, you know, 4 for 50 yards, maybe a touchdown, then we can have a conversation about that.
Uh-huh.
I have an idea.
Okay.
For the next year's draft, how about... Because this year, everybody's first rounder has been shit. how about we just leave the projected number ones, just leave them on the board and just go right to the number twos and then pick up the number ones later.
How about we just decide that in the first round, we pick all defenses, the second round, all kickers. And then we can
do a reverse basic.
Yeah. So then you can record, then you can pick up running backs. So then when it says like this guy was drafted number one or number two, and it's like 1.1 or 2.1, it bumps it to like 1.8. So then someone's like, oh my gosh, someone actually picked them up in the third round. There must be something they know that we don't. So it fucks everyone up. That's what we should do.
All right. Well, hey,
anyways, so thanks to Section 86 and 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. I want to thank all the players in the league, and I want to thank Brian Teed and Aaron Hughes for coming on the show. And for Brian Teed, Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes, and until next time, we'll see you on the gridiron. It was a fair trade.
Fair for Dave.
Yeah, we'll see.
The dude that was complaining about running backs, now he's got some fucking amazing ones right now.
I know, right?
Well, Asante is this. He is definitely what was it? The vulture. He vulched a bunch of touchdowns away from Doug, which I thought was funny. And he still sucks. Three touchdowns.
Did he get you?
Well, that's the thing. If you throw out this week, I think he got me 30 plus points. So that means he's at 100. Not very good. I mean, Marshawn Lynch has had 180. So Asante, whoever his name is, he did
Asiata,
thank you. And with AP coming back against the Bears and him running, 250 plus yards against the Bears, pretty much Dave may be unstoppable because of that. But then when he makes
good
his
job
butt, what happens then his last play he, in garbage time so he can try and break some fucking record, AP goes down, kneecap busted. 5 minutes later, Lynch does the same thing. That would be funny. And then I feel even worse for Dave because he got a trade for a great running back, and then he had pretty much the number one running back, arguably would have been in the league. And
Do you listen to yourself when you talk?
I don't listen to myself. I'm trying to make it sound good, and I keep talking and talking, and it's not sounding any better than before. Anyway, so what's really going to happen is that AP will come back, and I'll tear it up against the Bears, and then Trestman will get fired.
I can't
believe I wonder when AP comes back, the first person that, like, ends on celebration does it with a switch. So